spread that out, yeah.
I had the police out there last night. This pit bull attacked.
Now, here's what I think it would happen.
And that's why I was talking to you, and I didn't want to carry a gun, and you said, well, I had to ready to protect myself, but I decided to go with mace. And which worked.
Oh, yeah.
Last night, I happened to be out there, and the same pit bull came out and bit my neighbor.
Mr. Poe, how are you?
Wonderful, and you, sir?
I am wonderful. How's my favorite major?
Well?
So I'm working.
Is that me?
I went over to the police department and got my report, and I'm going to fill out two.
Next time that happens, just call me and tell me.
He just spent a week in Chicago with his uncle.
Good.
Well, I mean, I was coming back from the zoo, so I'm.
So he's doing well. And my granddaughter leaves for Boston tomorrow. She's a junior at Winter Springs High.
Wonderful.
On the IB program.
Good.
And so she's been invited to a symposium with.
Yeah, pit bull comes out and hits those children.
Researchers and all PhDs.
Good deal.
Yeah, so she's.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Yes.
And this is my granddaughter, Abby.
Depends on what animal control.
Hi, nice to meet you.
But Abby is going to be a freshman at Oviedo High.
Oviedo High,
They're looking into it this much that. Trying to get reports.
Well, mine will be a junior now.
My other grandson is a freshman at Green Springs.
Ah.
And that's usually what they do. They compile
it's
all.
It's called
the
house.
Make a case on it.
We know about that.
Because,
Oh, yeah. Both my kids went to USF, and I went to UCF.
And I think if they socialized it.
I went to USF.
Perhaps.
So do my kids.
But
yeah.
We'll see what animal control does.
Yeah.
When I went there, the tallest building on campus was two stories.
Wow.
Not now.
A child. Is that person in for any other charges?
No, not always, other than.
I was amazed. I had a
the answer
I just
is
got my
likely,
doctorate from UCF,
yeah.
But it was a great experience.
But
was it?
To get
what's the doctorate in?
Education.
Like a murder
education?
Charge?
No, I mean like a manslaughter.
Oh, absolutely. Could possibly
be.
It
was wonderful.
Yeah. And
if they were
because I got the doctorate, I've been doing some teaching at the med school.
Mm-hmm.
They told me they wanted me to apply for volunteer faculty, so I'm now officially a faculty member at the medical school.
Right.
I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
Anyway. This lady punched
hello,
a
ma'am. How are you?
Right? And she's had it for a couple days, and it looks like it's a little thin, fleas, kind of sad.
They moved us apart. We must have been talking too much.
How are you?
I know. I noticed I was
were the dog's owner.
No, they did that because Suzanne's not going to be here. So they
3 months?
Chairman's not going to be here, is he?
No.
And just finally,
I don't think so.
Greg is here.
Greg.
I was like,
yes. Take care of business.
We have a visitor.
Good.
Is that on?
Hi.
Miss Walker. And my granddaughter, Abby.
Oh, that's your granddaughter.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Okay.
I see a resemblance.
It's kids' day at the zoo.
You can if you want.
They're trying to get rid of me.
So I have no wireless to stop.
Maurice gets rid of me, and now you want to get rid of me?
And actually, I did check.
Right here,
sure.
You're positive. I'll leave it.
Doesn't mean I didn't talk into it.
It's not as loud as you need it to be. So consider the fact that
okay.
She's going to be here.
Is she okay?
Yeah, I think she's traveling.
Oh.
Awesome.
I left.
No, took care of mine. Left it at home.
So did I.
I just said. Mm-hmm.
We don't have a. Oh,
I wish I could leave mine.
Yes. Dice,
you'll find
a fly.
Invariably, as soon as I sit down in this chair, oldest son will call me, knowing I'm here.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah. The minute I can throw mine in a lake and get a flip phone with no internet, I'll be real happy.
You can still buy those.
Now I don't want it right now because it would just be a crutch. But there's going to come a day where I'm not going to care, and
that's called retirement.
Yeah.
I still carry one.
Yeah, well.
Sadly.
That's my newspaper.
We'll see.
I'm retired and I still need it.
Oh, you'll carry it?
Oh, come on.
Are you kidding me?
I got so many apps on mine. My wife says, no wonder your phone and your computer don't work with all the apps you've got.
Yeah.
I said, it's called hard drive. You just get a bigger hard drive and then it'll take care of them. Right?
Yeah.
You know all about phones. Hey, can you fix my Facebook on here?
She's not allowed Facebook.
Good. I freaked out by young people on the internet.
Look, can I tell you something?
Let me tell you, I don't have
Facebook. All the young folks don't use Facebook. Oh, yeah. Facebook is for the old people.
No, listen to me. Trust me. Instagram, Snapchat, all stuff, I'm like, oh, please don't put yourself out there like that. It's on there forever.
Facebook is for.
Here we go.
Oh, I know.
Look at us.
Oh, wow.
Yay.
I planned ahead tonight since I was given fair warning that there needed to be a flag again. So this thing is like.
The reductions?
Just.
I talked to Christina and.
That's all.
In retirement, will not do it.
So busy.
I said retirement will not do it. I've retired 4 times.
No.
And my wife says, no.
I've thought about it more than 4 times.
Oh, no. I did it 4 times.
People kept saying, oh, you got to be 65. You got to be 67. You don't have enough money. And I said, if you don't want to go on round the world cruises and do all this and do that, if you're just going to leave the life you're living now, which I'm very happy with, I said, I don't need $1 million. I mean, people think, well, you got to have $1 million to retire. Well,
I know.
What are you going to do? If you're getting 8-10% on your returns, I said, I wasn't making that much money when I was working. I thought, what do I need to retire?
I know.
These people that go out, they pay their house off.
That's a waste of time.
You paid off your house, but you can't live off the house. No. I want to pay it. I should have paid off, but I don't quite have paid off. But if I took that money, I can't use that money.
That's right.
I can afford the monthly payment, and I got a write-off for it. But if I take my 401k or my RA...
Oh, no, that's stupid.
You take 8% to pay off 3.5%.
Yeah.
Like,
duh.
Just to say, my house is paid for.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Just remember, my house is a black hole.
Yeah.
I'm 76, and
you don't look a bit.
Trust me.
Do you feel every bit of?
Oh, you bet. 3 children, 8 grandchildren, and 5 great grandchildren.
Oh, wow!
God bless you.
Yeah, life is good.
When I was at
so who gets to run the
Epcot?
Show?
Greg Guerrero.
This is Peter Noon from Herman's got up there, and it was last year. He said, this year I turned 70, and everybody's like, yay. And he goes, hey, Sarah, they're saying 70 is the new 40. He goes, they're lying.
They're lying.
He goes,
no, I don't think 40. So.
Is it?
I was going
to pick that up.
Don't I wish?
It's Roger, really?
No. I wouldn't want to do 40.
The other day I was driving, and it said like 100 curling degrees outside.
Mr. Chairman.
You're in charge tonight.
I just don't like getting
in
the way
out there.
Oh, is it raining?
Is it raining now?
Pouring down.
No, when I came in,
it was
one
just,
drop got
yeah, there. It was just being a little
down.
Bit. Okay.
Well. You and I go at the same time.
Well, I know, right?
Missed it, huh?
Umbrellas in the car, mm-hmm. where it usually is when it's
oh,
raining.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
I brought mine in.
Do I need to do this? She says it already.
I tend not to
do already.
Do something for her. She goes, I'm stuck at the public.
I'm looking for a switch, that's all.
And she goes, I've been in here because I have to turn the other one on. It's raining so hard.
The wireless. I have to turn that on.
Just
switch.
Go for it.
That's what I would
right.
do.
Tie up the bag so nothing gets wet in there and just go for it.
I know.
You're not going to melt.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No way. I go
for it. You ain't out of here yet. Go ahead.
I'm not waiting 40 minutes for it to pass, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would have went for it.
You know, I carry a beach towel and an extra pair of shoes and socks and a t-shirt in the back of my truck if I get caught in the rain without leaving my umbrella in the car. I can always at least have some dry feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Yay.
Good. Okay. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Boy, we have some young future code enforcers.
We have some visitors here.
How you doing? And you watching us today? Make sure you give us some input.
How exciting.
Yes.
This is my daughter, Callie.
Okay, how you doing, Kelly?
Hi, Kelly.
And who are you? And with?
I'm her grandfather.
Oh, hi!
she's shy. She can't get it.
Okay.
There is a reason.
Well, this is beautiful.
Okay. She wanted to see local governance in action, so I figured.
Okay.
Hello.
How do you turn this on?
You drug her along, didn't you?
Government in action.
Are these on or not?
Yeah, that's probably.
Oh, okay. Just don't have the tap on.
Hello.
Yeah, there's no speaker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I forgot about that.
Keep it in front of you because I still need to record you.
Just for sound.
But yeah, everybody, we can hear each other in here, but I still need to record the audio, so that's why.
Oh, it's on the speaker, okay.
Yeah, so the audio's going now. We checked the little blue thing, it's.
Okay. Let's see.
Okay, thank you. Won't.
Let's see. Are we ready?
Yes.
See. I'd like to call to order the code enforcement meeting on May 22nd.
June 22nd.
Geez, okay.
June 22nd.
Let's start again. Let's start again.
Rewind the tape.
Okay.
I couldn't believe it was the 26th either.
Okay. Boy, I start off great.
The month is gone.
I'd like to call to order the code enforcement meeting of June 26th. Thank you. And can we have a roll call, please? Oh, before the roll call, make sure everybody turns their cell phone off.
Yep.
So there's no interference anytime. Okay. And can we have a roll call, please?
Chairperson Matthew Criswell. Vice Chairperson Greg Romero.
Aye.
Board Member Carol Gills.
Here.
Board Member Maurice Capra.
Here.
Board Member Bill Poe.
Here.
Board Member Dennis Robinson.
Here.
Board Member Susan Walker. And Senior
Secretary
Jeff Nix.
Here.
Okay. Can we please stand up for invocation? First of all, I'd like to give a moment of silence for our first responders, our military, and of course, Winter Springs police officers and service people. And Mr. Poe,
sir,
can you lead us with the Pledge of Allegiance?
Absolutely, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. Any agenda changes? And welcome. Good to see you, Captain Dyson.
Likewise, sir. Welcome. A little bit of rain out there, from what I understand.
Well, hey, we need it.
It's rained for 24 hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything changing?
I have no changes. Man.
No changes?
If you want to take a moment and decide to excuse Ms. Walker or Mr. Criswell, now could be that time.
Oh, okay. Let's excuse Ms. Walker and Mr. Criswell. Excused absences for today, and no agenda changes. And let's see, anybody to be sworn in?
I guess that's
it. Right. There's nervous. Okay.
Do you swear?
Jeez. This happened another time. Okay. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay. Now, did everybody have a chance to read the minutes of May 22nd?
I did, Mr. Chair, and I make a motion to approve as circulated.
Second.
I'll second.
Okay. We have a first and second. We have Mr. Bill Poe making the motion, and Ms. Giltz making the second. Roll call, please.
Board Member Robinson.
Aye.
Vice Chair Garcia
Marrero.
Aye.
Board Member Capra.
Aye.
Board Member
Gills.
Aye.
Board Member
Poe.
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay. Can I just say one thing here? Well, I could say it at the end. Never mind. I was just going to say, don't forget July 21st.
Oh.
Thank you. Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure that everybody remembers that. And what is the theme?
It's like a 1920s theme.
Oh, roaring 20s.
Yeah. Prohibition and all that, and just a good time.
Okay.
Thank you for going to all the separate just for us.
How should we dress?
However you like.
Don't worry, I won't be wearing a top hat.
Zoot suit. Get my...
You can wear whatever you want.
Or not.
Excuse me.
Well, I'm just saying, or not. You don't have to wear, you know, nothing that goes to 20s.
No theme-oriented clothing. I think that's where you're going.
I meant clothing, but...
Theme-oriented clothing.
Jeez.
Clothing is required. It does not have to be on theme.
I'm glad this is going to be a short meeting because this tape is going to get worn.
This evening has not started out very well.
I'll help you finish if you just let me get rolling. I promise I'll take you to the finish line.
We're all going to get fired.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Or at least face a pay cut. I mean, after.
Okay. That's why I said I wanted to be at the end. Okay. Let's see. We have... The first one, 500?
You have the minutes been approved?
Oh, minutes been approved.
Yes.
Just want to make sure I'm not sleeping at the wheel. All right, folks, I normally don't like to bring you here for real short meetings, but the cases being what they are, I had to bring these two this month, so we'll get through them quick. The first one on your agenda is 500. It's case number 2018-CE-000646. The address in question is 506 George Street. The owner of record is an A. David Gabai. The violation in question is City Ordinance 6-195 for maintenance offenses. On April 2nd of this year, 2018, officers responded to this home concerning a loose canine in the area. They discovered a hole in the fence that allowed a dog to escape. Accordingly, a notice of code violation letter was prepared and mailed to the owner of record. This is a rental property, so we involved the owner right away. It was delivered, but to an unknown person on April 25th of 2018 by the green card. Since the violation persisted past the correction date, the notice of code board hearing was prepared and then sent. It was also delivered certified on June 6th, 2018 to a person named Antonia, coincidentally enough. This is the area in question, a simple hole where you can see that brace is bent over, allowing the animal to escape. That picture was taken on 4-2 of 18. Since that time, I received a packet from the owner with photographs and a letter indicating that he had corrected the violation. I was actually able to verify that information personally today. Henceforth, I'm recommending that the property is being found only in violation with finding of fact. In the event a future violation occurs, they can possibly be brought back as a reoffender. No fines will be applicable, just simply the finding of fact in this case. Any questions?
No. Now, the main problem with this was the dog getting out, right? What kind of dog was it?
I'm not exactly sure. It was a mixed breed of some kind, but I don't...
Was it causing problems?
It was a repeat call to the area, but we don't know exactly whether or not they were all tied together. Okay. We think they were, but until that day, the officers couldn't actually place the canine to the residence. So that was the day we found
it. So such a small little violation, just a whole.
Yeah.
It was really basically the dog.
Well, as a result of the fence being not maintained.
So we're going to find a motion, finding of facts, since the violation has been corrected.
It has.
With no fine.
That's my recommendation, sir, just a finding of fact.
Sounds good.
Mr. Chairman, I move to find respondent violated the city code and did correct the violation by the time specified correction by the code inspector, that the violation is currently corrected, that no fine be imposed, any subsequent violation of the same city code provision by the respondent within 5 years from the date of this order shall be considered a repeat violation, for which a fine of up to $500 per day may be imposed.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so I have a first from Mr. Capo and a second from Mr. Poe.
Board Member Pope?
Aye.
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Vice Chairperson Marrero?
Aye.
Board Member Capra?
Aye.
Board Member Gillis?
Aye.
Is there any discussion? Okay, then motion passes. Okay, Captain Deisler, 501, please.
Second case on the agenda, 2018-CE-000842. The address in question is 1073 Chokecherry Drive. The owner of record is a Colin and Frida Watson. The violation is City Ordinance 13-2 sub C for overgrown lot. On May 1st, 2018, I received a complaint that the drainage easement behind this home that is the property of the owner has been left unattended and overgrown. A notice of code violation was prepared and mailed to the owner on May 9th of 2018. It was delivered certified to a Cynthia Watson on May 16th of 2018. Since the violation persisted beyond the correction date, a notice of code board hearing was set and it was sent to the owner and delivered on June 15th, 2018 to a Yvonne Johnson. I later received additional photographs and information that the lot had been cut and maintained. I was able to verify this on June 20th of 2018 when I met the owner at the house. The condition that brought the case forward is this. What you're looking at is a drainage easement that runs along the backside of where the new fence is. The new fence was erected on the property of the violator. However, it was put up beyond the property line. So what they're not doing is they weren't maintaining that area behind the house, which was causing issues with the drainage and so forth. Now, the city maintains a portion of this as needed for drainage. However, the area in question wasn't being maintained. This is another shot from the opposite direction, looking the other way down the back of the fence line. You are looking at the backside of the new fence that is on the violator's property. So you're looking at their backyard, but behind their fence. Does that make sense to everyone?
Hey, can I ask you a question? Is that a garden growing there?
Well, no, it's overgrown.
You know, it looks like corners.
Yeah, it's all, yeah, I think it really was, it's like a water-based plant because this is a drainage area back here.
Water here.
Well, it's not completely water, but it is a wet area.
Yeah. Wet area.
Again, another shot there. Again, this violation is corrected. They have mowed that, but since it was not done so in the manner prescribed by the date, I'm recommending they be found only in violation with a finding of fact similar to the case prior to this. In the event that they reoccur, no fines will be applicable at this time.
So you're saying they've mowed it, but you said it wasn't to the specification of the city?
They didn't do it before
the correction. Oh, before the time.
Correct. So they've since done it.
Okay.
So you're saying no fine. But you want facts.
Correct.
Okay, finding facts.
Same as the other one.
Yeah, can you put those pictures back up?
Yeah, let me do my best here. Okay.
Is that fence in compliance? Or is that fence?
Well, the fence is not, it's not the issue right now.
I know it's not. I'm just asking if it is in compliance. Or is that an issue?
I don't think that fence isn't a problem to me.
Okay.
That's not where we're looking.
So this is the yard we're looking at. That's not the other yard back there.
This is... The violator's property would be on your right.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah, that fence isn't even, that's on another, an adjoining property to the back.
I realize that.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
That's
it. Yeah, a bit. Yeah, it's why I was making sure you guys kind of understood where we're at. Do you have a laser pointer, do you?
So in other words, Captain, the violator's property line, does that go all the way up to that fence?
No, it doesn't. The violator's property line ends shortly beyond that boardwalk.
Okay.
Okay, so to the left of that boardwalk area, if you go a little further down, it ends to the right, and then there's a drainage easement, and then the neighboring properties pick up behind it.
Gotcha. All right, all right.
Now they're responsible past the.
They are. They've erected
the rest of the whole side, or just that side equal with the walkway.
It goes just beyond that, but you wouldn't recognize this now because it's completely level. I mean, they whacked it all back. It's completely mowed down and flat.
Some kind of getting in mud and stuff.
It doesn't even look like this anymore.
Yeah. They couldn't say it was a bird sanctuary and get away with it, could they?
No.
We went
through this quite a bit with Brian Fields, you all know who he is, to make sure that we knew where property lines were, what their responsibilities were, what their areas are. But like I said, they've remedied it. It just wasn't done before the correction date.
Yeah. Okay.
Any other questions?
So we need to a finding of facts with no fine.
Okay, I'll do that. I move to find that respondents violated the city code and failed to correct the violation by the time specified for correction by the code inspector, that the violation is currently corrected, and that no fine be imposed. Any subsequent violation of the same city code provision by respondents within 5 years from the date of this order shall be considered a repeat violation for which a fine of up to $500 per day may be imposed.
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Poe, okay. So what we have is Ms. Giltz making the motion and Mr. Poe seconding it. Can I have a roll call?
Board Member Robinson?
Aye.
Board Member Giltz?
Aye.
Board Member Capra?
Aye.
Board Member Poe?
Aye.
Aye. Any discussion on this? Then the motion passes. And there was no one here to give testimony for the respondent. Okay. And that looks like it's it. Now, is there any other duty that has to be taken care of? And again, remember, the Roaring 20s, July 22nd and
21st.
Jeez, I'm almost in that. Okay, so Captain Deisler.
Yes, sir.
Anything in
No, nothing further from me other than thanks to the two young ladies for coming to visit.
That's
tonight.
Right.
And we
right.
hope it was remotely entertaining, although fast. I will tell you, and I know that Chairman's not here tonight, but bear in mind it is coming down on July already, and we have to maybe give some consideration to those November and December meetings. If you want to just put that on the back of your head for next time.
What do you mean by December?
Usually we don't have meetings in November and December, so that would be, you know, the preference of the board, of course, but I can tailor the agenda accordingly. Just put that in the back burner for now.
Okay.
Other than that, that's it. Thank you.
Can I have one of the young ladies come up and hit the gavel? Who would like to do that?
I vote Jen's daughter does it.
Come on. Who would like to do it? Both hands. Both hands. Come on. Hit the hammer. Come on.
It's a free pass to make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
You
want to
help out too? Put a hand on it?
All I got to do is give it one good whack. Just give it one good whack.
Meeting is closed. Thank you.
Good job.
Good job.
Job.
I know. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay. You have a great month.
Go fight the rain.
Yeah, have a good 4th of July.
Good 4th of July. That's right.
Do they have a 4th of July in England?
Have a good one, sir.
I don't think so. They're not going to celebrate. They're losing the colony.
Where are you going? That's not the question. Do they have a 4th of July in England?
Sure, they have a 4th of July.
Right.
Crazy season already. Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody said something.
Rabbi, are you going to Israel anytime soon? If you do, get me some stamps.
If I do, I make it.
I need those stamps. Hey, thank you. It was nice meeting you.
I hear you.
And I'm so glad you're here. You got a good grandfather there.
It's got
retreat.
Until they change the legislature, Danny, we're done.
Yeah.
Until they change the legislature, we're so handcuffed.
Okay.
Somebody's house. They said,
show me your corn. Yeah, that's the bomb.
Yeah. So they went around the corner and waited.
Thank you for doing that.
Stuff. Thank you for all that.
Oh, no. She looked like she was ready.
That's usually how it goes. Yeah, that's usually how it goes, unfortunately.
That was 15 minutes.
Yes, that was a quick one. Hey, see you later. How's your wife doing?
Good. We took her to the doctor. She is not getting
her. We try to do our best.
How come?
It's still pretty studying.
Don't forget the umbrella.
Who's getting her? Oh, who's getting her?
What are you studying?
My wife was
studying.
She had a hernia fixed. She had a hernia fixed. She's still got a little bit of a reader. It hangs over.
Yeah.
And they took
a reader too, but it's usually about cars and stuff like that. I don't know. That's more power to you. My little one likes to read. She's a reader.
Are they going to cut some of that off?
So what do you have planned? Anything going on?
You got at least a year to go.
I was driving the car.
And he said,
just to get a past balance against the
Right. So every time you think
it's only a problem.
And it's just a little hairy because I don't
know. Your legs went aside if you want one or two.
You guys walk out, I'll still be out for
y'all have a good night.
Have fun. We'll see you soon.
Yeah.
And thanks for doing that today.
Have a good time.
Well, I didn't know you were one of these violators.
He said that and I was like, I didn't get anything delivered to me.
Yeah, Antonia.
Yeah, I was like, that's not right.
So how's everything going?
It's good. We're getting ready to move.
Where are you moving to?
We're moving to Oviedo.
Oh, but you'll still be with us here?
Yeah, I'm still going to work here, but we're just...
Where in Oviedo?
You know where Venus Nursery is?
Yeah.
Well, it's right over there. It's that condo.
Oh, nice.